KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Officials are in the process of removing the bodies of two men who died in a horrific crash on the N2 near Spaghetti Junction. Emergency services say a minibus taxi carrying over 20 passengers lost control after colliding with a barrier on the southbound lanes this morning. ALS Paramedics spokesperson Gareth Jameson.
Paramedics from multiple ambulance services treated approximately 21 patients on the scene with injuries ranging from moderate to critical before they were transported to various Durban hospitals for the further care that they required. Unfortunately, two males, believed to be in their 30s and 40s, had sustained major injuries and there was nothing paramedics could do for them and they were declared deceased at the scene.
He's urged motorists to avoid the area.
The N2 is currently gridlocked in both directions whilst emergency personnel work on scene, and it will be for quite some time. At this stage, the events leading up to the collision is unknown. However, all necessary role players are in attendance and will be investigating further.
An energy expert says the new Electricity Regulation Amendment Act, which comes into effect on Wednesday, will have little impact on the average person. The Act aims to create an open market for competitive electricity trading. Energy analyst Chris Yellen says the Act is still an important step in the liberalisation of South Africa's electricity supply.
And the creation of an independent grid company. And the importance of this is that it separates the good part of Eskom from what you might call the toxic part. So Eskom generation and transmission are pretty toxic businesses. On the generation side, it carries huge debt and is unsustainable. Distribution side, there are also big issues because municipalities have difficulty in paying Eskom.
Experts are describing a plane crash in South Korea as extremely unusual after almost every one of the 181 people died. Initial investigations suggest that the Jeju air flight hit birds as it came in to land at Muan Airport. Only two crew members were pulled alive from the wreckage. But former airline pilot Terry Tozer says a bird strike shouldn't stop the plane from lowering its wheels.
It would be extremely unusual not to be able to use the alternative emergency system for lowering the landing gear. Whilst a bird strike might have caused an initial problem, I can't see how it could have affected the undercarriage.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. And on the weather front, back home, there's partly cloudy conditions expected across KZN, with Durban, Kokstad and Underberg reaching a high of 31 degrees, Pietermaritzburg and Ladysmith 35, Mooi River 33, Richards Bay, Newcastle and Ulundi 32, Margate 30. In Durban this morning, we've got 2 meter high sea swells with sunset at 7. Cape Town 23 and Johannesburg 27. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.